Well, with me, I have a very happy Letterkenny coach here today, Paul O'Kane. Paul, I think it's fair to say it was a very competitive game, played in a very good spirit, but unfortunately the wound had a major outcome.
No, I think we set out with a plan. If we got the toss at the start, that we would take the wound and we would try and get the game beyond Strabane early, take a bit of the sting out of what they bring to the game, and I think the boys executed really well, to be honest. They did take the sting out, they had the bonus point at half time, and I thought we managed the game pretty well in the second half, because it was a huge gale, which is going to dictate any game at any level. So I thought we managed it really well, and all credit to the boys. We could have had a bit more accuracy in the first half to maybe get another couple of tries, but credit to Strabane for sticking in there, and I suppose probably our execution let us down maybe 2-3 times as well, maybe went that wee bit extra early when we should have just took another phase and probably built up more pressure.
When you said about managing the game, I was impressed with the fact that in the second half, whenever Strabane certainly come back well and you were given the chance of a penalty, or you could have ran the ball 15 metres out and you kicked the points, made it into a three-try game. I mean, that's obviously thinking ahead, because so often in this modern day, everybody goes for the kick to the line out, and sometimes it doesn't work. And especially having had your try bonus point with a big game against Monaghan next week, it was important that you did that.
Well, I just said to the boys after the game there, I thought it was probably one of the most certain, mature performances in the second half that I've seen from them, which is great to see the boys evolve, and they can be very headstrong and they can get so excited that they just want to play and play and play at times, and sometimes you have to kill the game and you have to be that bit more mature and take your time. And like, people think maybe 3 points is unaspirational at times. You get your 3 points, you get the ball kicked back to you and you're able to dictate the play. So I thought it was really smart and really clued in, even how we took our time taking our kicks, we took our time taking our scrums again. People look at it maybe as a negative, but I thought we were giving Strabane a bit of respect, to be honest. They brought a fair intensity and a lot of hard carry into the game, and letting them in, they deserved their bonus point at the end, I thought, because their hard carrying really, it wore us down to a degree. We lost Davy Brown early doors, who's one of our real big hitters in our pack there, and like, we've guys there that I thought really stepped up, 2-3 19-year-olds in that pack, the likes of Owen Parkinson, Jack Spear, another 19-year-old. Thought those guys really stood up today to that. So no, I'm delighted for the boys, and it does, like, we've been in a kind of game of Russian roulette from the defeat down in Monaghan. And I said to the guys down there, we didn't perform, we let ourselves down, and Monaghan got everything they deserved that day. We were poor off the back of, in my mind, a poor pre-season, and we had to make sure that we dug our way back to a point where we could actually affect the league again, and we've done that. Now it's about going out next week and trying to deliver and trying to prove a point around that game. It should be a fantastic game of rugby, and both sides have proved that this year. We've had a good cup run in the Towns Cup, beating Randallstown, who's at the top of Championship 2. We've given Ballyclare a real scare, and the cold light of day, we probably should have beat Ballyclare. Just a wee bit of naivety towards the end, a penalty, a yellow card, and they scored last play of the game. They won. Monaghan have went to Carrick and won. So the two sides probably, I'm not saying deserve to get out of the league, but they definitely can cope a league up. And aspirationally, both clubs are mad keen to really push themselves, which is fantastic for the area and fantastic for the southern clubs to see that. Virginia are up there, and now you have Letterkenny and Monaghan really, really pushing to get up there. And it's not just pushing to get up into Championship 2, there's aspirations to go beyond that. It's a young group of players there. In the majority, it's a local bunch of players, and it's great to see them have that aspiration now. It's something that it's really energised Letterkenny as a club.
Well, I think, Paul, it'll whet the appetite for next week. I would imagine that there'll be a big crowd of local supporters out next week. I hope to get down, and Highland will be covering that game, because obviously it's a big one for Letterkenny. And certainly, I mean, the way you played today, and to be fair, it would be, I haven't seen the Monaghan side, but I'll tell you, in parts today, Strabane certainly put it up to you lads, and it was a good practice for what you might get next week.
Well, we've had it 2 weeks in a row, to be fair, and that's what people, maybe I think the quality of this league has improved massively. And any time you go away from home, like Cavan gave us a hell of a battle last week, and any time you go away from home, it's nearly like going up a level in leagues. Everyone performs much more and has real pride in their home performance, so we knew Strabane were going to bring that. There's the local rivalry, and the guys, there's cousins playing against each other out there, so there's a lot of bragging rights about that derby, and it's great to see, to be honest, that both clubs are progressing. Strabane are, to me, in an upward curve again. They've had a quiet couple of years, but there's some really good players there. Their South African 10, I thought, was excellent.
Yes.
But the local lads, Stevie Torrens and Simon McSparren and Keith Gamble, I thought those guys were absolutely brilliant too. Hard men, and belie the level of rugby they're playing at. Yeah. So it's great to see.
It's great to see, and as I say, whet's the appetite again for next week, Paul, and I'm sure yourself and the players this week in training will be looking forward to it, and all I can say is I'll be down to see it, and hope it's not as windy and as cold as it was today, but nevertheless, I'm sure everybody in the North West would wish you all the best next week.
No, thanks very much, Alex. Good to see you out again, and I think both teams, you'll see Monaghan Money play rugby. We tried to play rugby at times today, and hopefully it is a good day. Hopefully it's weather-wise a great day and we can get a real spectacle.